Today's daf is Gittin daf Lamed, and we are about 20 lines from the bottom of daf Chof Tes Amid Beis Hahu Gavra. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shleima for Rus Malka Basara. And today's daf is being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Chaim Elazar Ben Yibadol L'Chaim Reb Shim Shinari. So we're in the middle of the sugya of Shliach Oisa Shliach. Zokti Gemara. Hahu Gavra, there was a person, the Shodar Logita L'Deviso. He sent a get to his wife, meaning he went over to a shliach and he asked him, would you please take this get from Medina Sayam to Eretz Yisrael and be Megarish Ishti, Omar shliach? So the shliach said, lo yodana lo, I'd love to do it. I'm heading in that direction anyways. The problem is I don't know your wife. And as a result, it's going to be very difficult for me to give her the get. On Malay, so he told him, I have an idea. Zil yoave la Abba Bar Minyumi. Just go to Abba Bar Minyumi. He knows my wife. Velezo velezfe nahala. And you give him the get, and he's going to give the get to my wife. So initially, this man wanted the shliach to be a proper shliach lahilacha. The person was willing to do it. The problem is, he said, I physically don't know who your wife is. So he then tweaked the shlichus. He said, instead of giving the get to my wife, just give it to Abba Bar Minyumi, and he'll give the get to my wife. Also, so this yid came to Eretz Yisrael. Ashkech la Abba Bar Minyumi. He couldn't find Abba Bar Minyumi. Ashkech la Rabba Vov, Rab Chanina Bar Papa, Rab Yitzchok Nafcha. However, he did find Rabba Vov, Rab Chanina Bar Papa, Rab Yitzchok Nafcha. The also Rab Safra Gabayim. Rab Safra was sitting with them, and he told them his story. He said, I'm a shliach, I have a get, I'm supposed to find Abba Bar Minyumi. In the meantime, I can't find him. What am I supposed to do? Amrule, they told him, Masar Milech Kamedidon. Why don't you say Befanai Nechtav Ubefanai Nechtav to us? Give us the get, the chi yaisi Abba Bar Minyumi Nesfeinu Le, so that when Abba Bar Minyumi arrives, we'll give him the get, Velezo Velisfine La, and then Abba Bar Minyumi will give the get to this person's wife. Meaning, they told him that it's fine if you don't find Abba Bar Minyumi, even though that was the shlichus, but you can give it to us, and then we'll give it to Abba Bar Minyumi. Amar lahu Rav Safra. So again, Rav Safra was sitting there as Rav Avo, Rav Chanina Bar Papa, Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, in unison, felt that this was a good idea. So Rav Safra told them, how could you do this? This man is not a proper shliach le'ilocha le'gerishin. He's a shliach to find Abba Bar Minyumi. In other words, Bishlam, if he was a shliach to do the gerishin. So then we have the sugyas, a mishnah daf chav tesam and aleph, a mishnah daf chav tesam and beis. There's a sugya of shliach is a shliach. So then this halacha that you're paskining would be okay. The problem is, this man was not a proper shliach lahilacha. His shlichus was to find Abba Bar Minyumi. And being that that's what his shlichus was, so Rab Safra said, mehechatesi, in this instance, you can say, shliach is a shliach. So when these Amayram heard what Rab Safra says, the Gemara says, ichsufu, they were embarrassed. Because they realized that Rab Safra was saying good, which meant that they were saying not good, and they had a little bit of busha over the fact that Rab Safra seemed to have one-upped them in the sugya. Amar Rava, and Rava commented when he heard this, and he said, "Kapchinu Rab Safra l'tlas Rabbanon smuchi." That you see, Rab Safra had the ability to frag up these three great Rabbanon, Rab Avo, Rab Chanina, Rab Papa, and Rab Yitzchak Nafcha. Amar Rav Ashi, so Rav Ashi was being Mesader, the Talmud Bavli. He heard this story, and he said, "B'mai kapchinu?" He says, "I'm not sure why Rab Safra was saying so good. Why were they embarrassed? And why was Rava so impressed with this Kaya Chataina of Rab Safra?" Meaning, Rav Ashi tainted that if you go back to the initial story, did the Mishaleach ever tell the Shliach that I want you to give it to Abba Bar Minyumi, as opposed to being a proper Shliach Lahilacha Legerishin? Mikomale Abba Bar Minyumi Veloyat? Meaning, had the Mishaleach initially told the shliach, I want you to take this get, give it to Abba Bar Minyumi. So that would be the equivalent of the mishaleach telling the shliach, I don't want you to give the get to my wife. All I want you to do is to give it to Abba Bar Minyumi. Bikahai gavna, I would understand the taina that how could the shliach now make a shliach to give it to Abba Bar Minyumi for a shliach shloi niten legerishin ho. But being that when the mishaleach met the shliach for the first time, he wanted him to be a proper shliach lahilacha. It just so happens that the shliach told the mishaleach that I can't do it simply because I don't know who your wife is. That's when he altered the shlichus a little bit and he said, you know what, instead give it to Abba Bar Minyumi. But The point is that being that initially he was willing, the Mashaleach was, to have this shliach be a proper shliach lahilacha, we view him as a proper shliach lahilacha, and being that a proper shliach lahilacha could be oyster shliach, this person could be oyster shliach as well. So said Rav Ashi, I'm not sure what the tos of these Amiram were. They wanted that instead of the shliach giving it to Abba Bar Minyumi, let them be a shliach oyster shliach. The kasha was, a shliach lo'ilacha l'gerishin could be oyster shliach. But where do you find that a shliach to go find Abba Bar Minyumi could be oyster shliach? And on that, Rav Ashi said that, I don't think it's a taina, because at the end of the day, the initial machshava of the Mishaleach was for him to be a proper shliach lo'ilacha, and therefore we can still view him as a proper shliach lo'ilacha, and if a shliach lo'ilacha could be oyster shliach, he would be able to be oyster shliach as well. The Gemara says, Ikad Amri Sam had a different version of how exactly this whole story went down. And that is, Amar Rava, when Rava heard the Maisa between the three Amayurah, Rabbi Vo, Rabbi Chinin, Rabbi Papa, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, and Rabbi Safra, so his comment was the following. He said, Kapchinu Rabbi Safra l'thrasa Rabbanon smuchi b'to'usa. Fakir. He said, Rava did what Rav Ashi said in the first Lishna. He said, I don't understand where Rav Safra's great Sakasha was. I think it was a tais. Meaning, I think the Amiram were right. The Amiram who said that you could apply the sugi of Shliach, Eis Shliach over here, were correct. And the reason is because even though it's true, this Shliach is only a Shliach to find Abba Bar Minyumi, but initially, he was allowed to be a Shliach Leilacha. I mean that initially he was allowed to be a Shliach Leilacha, I think we could view him as a Shliach Leilacha, and if a Shliach Leilacha could be Eis Shliach, I don't see why he can't be Eis Shliach. And in this version, I'm Rav Ashi said, I disagree. He said, my ta'usa, just the opposite. He says, I'm not sure why you think what Rav Safra was saying was a ta'is. I think Rav Safra was saying good. Why? Because my kamarli, what did the Mishaleach tell him? He told him, Abba Bar Minyumi v'loyat. Not Balash and Bitmiya, but with an exclamation mark. He told him, I want you to find Abba Bar Minyumi. He never made him a Shliach Leilacha. Now, he could have, would have, should have been a Shliach Leilacha, but he wasn't. I mean that at the end of the day, he wasn't a Shliach Leilacha. So he's a Shliach to find Abba Bar Minyumi. A Shliach to find Abba Bar Minyumi does not have the ability to be Oyster Shliach. So just to come up for breath for 1 second, this Gemara that we just learned now is Miotakamus, but it's Roivo Echos. If you take a look in the Achroinim right here, Al Atar, Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Pnei Yeshua, the Chasam Sofer, there's a lot of muching trying to understand Pashup Shan in the Gemara. And the core of the struggle is that what emerges from this Gemara is that even though there's a sugya of Shliach Oyster Shliach, however, the Gemara is making a distinction between a shliach l'haylacha, to actually do the venasa biyada on behalf of the husband, versus a shliach, like in our story, where the husband told him, go find Abba Bar Minyumi and tell Abba Bar Minyumi to give the get to my wife. As if to say, and it's mefurish in the Gemara, that if somebody would make a shliach to be mevi get, and to give a get, so that shliach has the koyach of shliach oyser shliach. However, if somebody was made a shliach to simply find Abba Bar Minyumi, in that case, it already would be different, and over there you would not have the halacha of shliach oyser shliach. And the question is, why not? If there's a sugi of shliach oyser shliach, so just like a proper shliach lahilacha legerishin can be oyser shliach and make someone else the shliach legerishin, so a shliach to find Abba Bar Minyumi should be able to make another shliach and have that shliach find Abba Bar Minyumi. Why in the lumdis of Shliach Oysa Shliach is there a difference between a Shliach Loilacha Legerishin versus a Shliach Loilacha to find Abba Bar Minyumi? Now to be clear, that's Pashit. If the Shlichus was go find Abba Bar Minyumi, and now you want to be Oysa Shliach to do the Gerishin, yeah, that you can't do, because Shliach Oysa Shliach just means that if I'm a Shliach to do X, so I can make a Shliach to do X for me. But that's not what's happening in the sugya. What's happening in the sugya is this person's a mevi get. Initially, the Mashaleach wanted him to be megarish his ishtar. He didn't know his wife. So the minu shlichus was not to do a gerish. And the minu shlichus was find Abba Bar Minyumi beseder. So he can't find Abba Bar Minyumi because he didn't know where he was. Why couldn't he make the three amayurah a shliach on his behalf to find Abba Bar Minyumi? He's a shliach to find Abba Bar Minyumi. See, why can't he be a shliach? He's a shliach now to find Abba Bar Minyumi. If you look at the Chasam Sofer, he says it's related to Mili Lememser and Leshliach. Kedega has a mahalach. There's a lot of just Poshib Shatava struggling, which leads to Grace Alumdis. We are going to do what we do. Incidentally, if you look at Rabbi Kivega and Gilyan Ashas, Rabbi Kivega's Mitzayin, Le'il Daf Chof Dalet Amid Aleph. There's a very, very important Tosfos there also that's Negei Desugi. If you remember the Mishnah, on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, the last Mishnah of the second parak of Masechtes Gittin, discussed the halacha that ha'isha atzma meviya esgita ubelvad sheitzricha loymer b'fanai nechta b'fanai nechta. That there's a concept that a man can give his wife a get, and she's going to be maybe get medina sayam, and when she arrives in Bez, then she herself will have to say b'fanai nechta b'fanai nechta. And there was a whole amid gemara where the gemara struggled to understand pashim shana in the mishnah. L'chur, if the man gave his wife the get, so she's megurasha. So why are we talking about b'fanai nechta b'fanai nechta? The whole takana b'fanai nechta was said regarding a shliach loylocha. If the man gave his wife the get, she's not a shliach. She's already megurasha. And after a whole back and forth, the Gemara came out with maskana that the case was where the man gave his wife the get, and he told her, I want you to be a shliach to give it to another shliach and make that shliach a shliach loylacha. And Tosfos asks that why is this not a shliach shloy nitin legerishin? Why is this different than our maisa shahaya kachaya with Abba Bar Menyumi? Tosfos says a teretz that Kivega feels is very important in order to understand our sugya ayin sham. Either way, Zochti Gemara, another story that's may inyan le inyaba is inyan. Who gavra? There was a person, the shadal legit ludavisu. He sent a get to his wife. So he made a proper shliach loylacha. Amr l'shliach, he told the shliach, loy teisvi nehala at talsin yoyim. So I want you to be a shliach loylacha, to be megarish asishti. However, I don't want you to give her the get right away. Don't give it to her for 30 days. Isnes begav talsin yoyim. In the interim, during these 30 days, the shliach had some sort of oynes. And as a result, he couldn't go fulfill the shlichos by himself. Now, his shaila was, could he appoint another shliach and have the shliach do it on his behalf? He wanted to be a shliach, also a shliach. So he didn't know the halacha. Also, the kamad Rav, so he came to Rav, Amar Rav, Rav said that it's a mefurish mishnah. The mishnah says, maybe get. We had a mishnah about a maybe get Meretz Yisrael. We had a mishnah about a maybe get Medina Sayon. And what did the mishnah say? Shliach, also a shliach, albeit with the caveat, which was a little bit of a discussion in the Gemara, but the maskana, it's dafka cholotanan, in the event that the shliach is sick, then the halach is he could be oisa shliach. So Rava said, cholotayim amai, what's the reason that the Mishnah said that if the shliach gets sick, he could be maman another shliach? Mishum da anus. It's because he's an oinus. And if he's an oinus, then you have the halach of shliach oisa shliach. So he said, nu, hainama oinusu. Even though this person, the shliach, didn't get sick, but he was an oinus. And because he was an oinus, so he said, you have the halach of the Mishnah, and therefore you could be a shliach oisa shliach. So Rava said, here's the psak. Amalei mesor milich kamadi don. Why don't you now say b'fanai nechtav u'b'fanai nechtav the labasa talsin yoimin mashtvin and shliach v'yavalein alei. And after 30 days, we'll make a shliach and everything will be taken care of. In other words, he told him, there's a halach of shliach oisa shliach. Amalei Rabbanu l'Rava. So the Rabbanon told Rava, I don't think this is a tushtel. I think this case is a little bit different. Why? V'hashliach shloi nitin l'geirishin hu. L'chayra, this is a shlichos shloi nitin l'geirishin. Now these words, v'hashliach shloi nitin l'geirishin hu, were verbatim the words that Rav Safra said in the previous story. However, the Havana in the words here are a little bit different. The way Rashi explains what the Rabbana were telling Rava was that I don't think in this case the Shliach could be Yosef Shliach. Why? Because although he was a Shliach Lohilacha, and a Shliach Lohilacha could be Yosef Shliach, certainly when there's annoyingness. But at the same time, over here the Shlichus was, be Megarish as Ishti La'achat Tal Sinyoim, after 30 days. He wanted to be Yosef Shliach before the 30 days. So the Rabbana were telling Rav Alamdis that his Shem Shliach, in order for him to be Oysa Shliach, is not Nishlam until the 30 days, until he could actually execute. So right now, he's not a Shliach that's Nitin Legarishin, because this second he doesn't have the ability to be Megarish. So when he'll have the ability to be Megarish, then he'll have the ability to be Oysa Shliach. But being that this Rega, he doesn't have the ability to be Megarish, so this Rega, he doesn't have the ability to be Oysa Shliach either. So the Rabbanon told Rava, I think this is a Shliach Shloi Nitin Legarishin, because it's Toich Lamidyoy. In the previous Gemara, was a shliach shloi nitin legerishin because he wasn't a shliach to do the venasan b'yada. He was a shliach to find Abba Bar Menyumi. In this Gemara, it's a different knech. It's a shliach shloi nitin legerishin. Hagami is a shliach loylacha, but it's within this time frame where he doesn't have the ability yet to execute the gerishin. Amalusa Rava told him, I hear what you're saying, but kibin d'lbasa talsin yemim matzi megarish ke shliach shloi nitin legerishin. At the end of the day, after 30 days, he will be able to give the get. So already now, we view him as a shliach shloi nitin legerishin. Again, this is another line Gemara that we're going to just go through, but you see there's big lumdus here. Too stodden whether we should view this shliach as a shliach shenitin legerishin toich lamed yoim, or we shouldn't view him as a shliach shenitin legerishin toich lamed yoim. But the Gemara has a sidebar issue with this whole story. Right, the Gemara, v'lecha shem apayis. Why are we concerned that maybe during the 30 days, the husband and the wife made up. Maybe there was some sort of pious. And if there was a pious, then this get should be dead on arrival. It shouldn't work. And really, the background to the Gemara's Kasha is based on a sugya that we're going to learn later. It comes up from time to time, but the real sugya is later in the Masechta. It's the idea of a get yashan. Get yashan is machlekes of Ayavira, it's machlekes b'sham b'sil, but in short, the concept of a get yashan is that if a man writes a get, he didn't give it to his wife yet, but after the ksivas aget, he's miyached in ishtoi, the halacha is, we paskin that the get's going to be a pasul get. That's what's known as a get yashan. We're concerned that maybe there was a bia, and if there was a bia, it would knock out the get. Again, I am the sugi that when we're going to learn it. So the Gemara's kasha is that being that this 30 days between when he gave the get to the shliach until when the shliach is actually going to give it to the wife, why are we not concerned that during those 30 days, there was a pius, which would have resulted in a yichud and a potential bia, and as a result, this is a get yashan, so it should be a problem. And the Gemara says there's a precedent to ask azasar kasha, meaning when there's a time that lapses between a nesina saget and when the get is actually chal, you find already a makar that we're concerned for this issue of get yashan. What's the makar? It's a mishnah. If somebody gives his wife a get, he says, I'm giving you the get now, I want it to be chal now, but only retroactively now, meaning it should be chal me'achshav in the event that I'm not going to show up mikan vadyud beis chaydish. This is one of these gerushins that were very popular once upon a time mishum iguna kilu bei rabbanon because of the holy isha shalach pailam dina sayam inyan etc. Regardless, to meis betachyud beis chaydish, the halach is that if the man dies within yud beis chaydish, he obviously didn't show up. Hareiz a get, the get is going to be chal. It's a mishnah. Avinam bo and Adam Yiram learned this mishnah. They all were bothered. V'necho shem apayis. Why are we concerned that maybe there was a pius during the Yud Beis Chodesh? That's a long time. So why aren't we concerned that there was a pius? And Rabbi Bar Afuna said, I'll tell you what I heard in the name of Rav. And that is that the only time the halacha of the Mishnah is true, that if the man dies during Yud Beis Chodesh, it's going to be considered a get, it's if the man said specifically that I'm going to trust my wife, she's going to be nemenes olai, she'll have an amonus, Loimar Shalebasi, that there was never a yichud. And being that that was the ikimta, so therefore if she says now that there was never a yichud, she has an amonus, and being that she has an amonus, therefore we're not chayish, forget yashan. But what do you see from here? That without such an ikimta, we are chayish, forget yashan. Now the truth is this Gemara is Sarach Talmud. If we're worried about get yashan, then what's this taina nemenes olai loymar shalei basi? It's not a question of whether the husband trusts her. It's a question of Bezdin trusts the two of them. If he says nemenes olai, then you're not worried about get yashan. And it's move forward from here. Rashi says it already, that the whole chashash of get yashan is not so much an objective chashash, but it's more that we're worried that the baal is going to be ma'arer on the get. And he's going to taina that it was a get yashan. And we know from learning the first 30 blad in Masechtas Gittin that the Baal has a tremendous koyach, ha'irr, even though ein irr pachas mishnayim, but the Baal has a koyach to be ma'arer. That's the whole basis for the takana, b'fanai nechtav, b'fanai nechtam. We're concerned that the Baal is going to come and the Baal is going to be ma'arer. So you see, the husband has a special koyach to be ma'arer. And the whole concern of get yashan in a situation like this is that the husband will be ma'arer. And therefore, b'oimen emenes alay, loy mashalay basi, it's going to be fine. But the bottom line is, you see that be'etzin there's a chashash of get yashan. The only time there's no chashash get yashan is if he says, emenes alay, loy mashalay basi. So in our story, where you didn't have that akimta, l'chura, so the Gemara's kasha is, and the Rabbanon asked, Rava, I understand. You had no problem with this get? Man gave a shliach a get. He said, don't be Megaris Asishti until after 30 days. Then he was an oinus, and Rava paskin shliach is a shliach, even though it's toich lam and yoin, his lumdis, wait until after 30 days, and then we're going to give the get on your behalf. Tell us, b'fan einecht, mesar milich, and everything is going to be good. Freak the Gemara. Even if you want to handle the lumdis, if he is a shliach toich lam and yoin, he's not a shliach toich lam and yoin. But what about this problem? What about get yashan? And when Rava heard this, ichsef, Rava was shtickel embarrassed, right? You see the parallel between these stories. And it's a geshem tabisol, because he felt that he did the wrong thing. But the Gemara says, L'soif agloi milsa, they found that afterwards, darusa havoi, that this man that made a shlech to divorce his wife, this couple, they didn't have nusuin yet. They had erisin. Now, erisin is kedushin. And once a couple has kedushin, kedas moshe v'yisrael, at that point, they're mikudeshes 100%. Certain dinim that aren't chal until nusuin, but as it relates to she being an Eishes Ish and she needing a get in order for her to be able to get married, they would need a proper get. So really, as far as Masechta's Gittin goes, no discrimination between Erusin and Nisuin. Everything is going to be the same. However, as it relates to this particular halacha, the chash of get yashan, it makes a world of a difference. Because Amar Rava, Rava said, Im Amru b'nesua, Yomru barusa, although Chazal were chayish, and they were a little bit worried about a get yashan, but that's maybe only by Nisua. But by Arusa, mehechatesi, they were worried. And if you look at the last Rashi in the Yomid, Rashi says, mehechatesi, if we're worried about a get yashan in Nisua, why are we not worried by an Arusa? Because a Nisua is chaviva Allah. Once there's already nesuin, like this chibas chuppah, chibas bias, at that point, there's more of a possibility. She's chaviva olav umechazer lefaisa. But if all there was erisin, so you don't have that level of chiba yet, and as a result, the whole chashash of get yashan is a much less a chashash, and therefore Rava said that even though I seem to have maybe made a mistake, but Baruch Hashem, l'soif egloi milsa, everything ended up working out. And the truth is, there's a lot of maises from different G'dayli Yisrael where you find that a gadol set up psak and it ended up working out. And even though maybe the mahalach of how the gadol came to that psak, but tzaddikim have a special siyata d'shmaya, a special ruach hakodesh, and here's a maisa with Rava, where Rava was ichsif. Rava taka felt that maybe it was a shittel tois. He should have been chayish forget yashim. Abel maisa l'soif egloi milsa, everything worked out. There was no problem. If Rava issued a psak, you knew already that everything was going to be okay. Another gemara. Amar Rava. Rava said, havadai kami ba'ilon. This is a question that I definitely have. Ki mashu bezin shliach. B'fanav ha'shalei b'fanav. So we have the concept of shliach ha'is shliach. Now, one of the big differences between the Mishnah Chavtes Amad Aleph and the Mishnah Chavtes Amad Beis, the two Mishnahs that discuss Shliach Eizu Shliach, was on Amad Aleph, we were discussing a maybe get Beretz Yisrael. Amad Beis, we were discussing a maybe get Mimedina Sayyam. A maybe get Beretz Yisrael, Shliach could be Eizu Shliach, and really, you could do it wherever you want. And maybe you get Mimedina Sayyam, so there Shliach could be Eizu Shliach, but only in Bezdin. And the reason is because you have to say Befanai Nechta, Befanai Nechta, Befanai Gimel, so you have to tell it a Bezdin, and therefore, over there, the halacha is going to be different. So the question is, when somebody is going to be a Shliach, Eizu Shliach, and it's being done in the presence of Bezdin. Okay, so now Bezdin's going to appoint another Shliach. Rav Shaila was, when Bezdin appoints the next Shliach, do they need the original Shliach to be present? Kimashvu bezdin shliach b'fanav, does it have to be in the presence of the shliach rishon shalei b'fanav or not? Hadar pashta, and after Rava had the sibaya, later he was paishet, which is something you find a lot in Sigdon Hashas, a lot of before and afters in Rava. Right? Rava said this, and then hadar amar Rava. You see it all the time. So this is a classic hadar pashta. Rava was paishet. He said bein b'fanav, bein shalei b'fanav. That bezdin has a right to appoint the next shliach, whether it's b'fanav shalei b'fanav shalchu mitam. In fact, they sent a telegram from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Apparently, this question was asked, and the telegram said, "Bein b'fanav, bein shaloi b'fanav." So, just to be mafsik, bein inyan le'inyan with a dvar agadah. So, the Gemara mentioned Rav Safra, and the Gemara said that Rava was taken aback. Kapchinu Rav Safra letlasa rabbanon smuchi. That there was the maisa with Rav Avoh, Rav Chinin, Rav Papa, Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, and Rav Safra was able to best these three amayiraim, and it was a big deal. Kapchinu Rav Safra letlasa rabbanon smuchi, as if Rav Safra is not on the level of these three rabbanon. They're rabbanon smuchi. It almost sounds like Rav Safra is not, and Rav Safra was able to best them. So it just brought to mind Chassam Sofer that we once upon a time spoke out, and it's in one of the drushes. It's going on a gemara in Masechtas Ma'akan Daf Chafeim and Aleph. So the halach is that Chacham Shemes Hakol Kroiv. That's like, if a chacham dies, so everybody has a din of a karev. There's a chiv kriya and there's a chiv avelis. Just like if somebody, Rahman al Islam, lose a karev, so there's hilchas avelis. Chacham shemeis hakol kroivim. We always speak out to Eilis Ephraim, who says that the pasuk says in the parsha of Tumas Koyanin, it says ki im l'she'eroi hakarev elov, and we know she'eroi is miloshen she'er. Pashut means the Kohen's wife. But She'er Ksus V'Oinu, which means Mizoinus. Said the Oilus Ephraim, the Gemara says, B'chol Yoim V'Yoim, there's a baskel that says, Kola Oilam Nizoin B'Shvil Chanina B'ni, that the whole world is sustained B'Shvil Chanina B'ni. And we've spoken out to Marsha and Rabbi Yaakov Emden and the G'dayli Achreidim that said that every generation has its tzaddik and its chacham, that Kola Oilam is Nizoin B'Shvil Chanina B'ni, which means that She'eroi, the supporter of Klai Yisrael, really are the B'nei Teira. They're the ones that are supporting. So if the pasuk says ki im l'she'eroi, said Doyle Safraim, that's a remez that chacham shemeis akol kreivim etzlai. In the pasuk that talks about a kohen being able to be metamet to a karev, state chacham shemeis Where is it merumis? It's ki'im l'she'era. She'era is miloshin k'sher. Mitzad kol oilam nizim eshul k'chanina. So the Gemara in my cotton chafeim and al says something fascinating. Kinoch nafshi the Reb Safra, where if Safra passed away, like koru rabbanon oleh. The rabbanon didn't want to rise to Korea. They felt that even though there's aloch of chacham shemes, but it doesn't apply to Reb Safra. Why? Amri, they said, we never learned any Torah from Reb Safra. And being that we don't know any Torah from Reb Safra, this is what they said. We never learned from him. And if we didn't learn from him, we're not mechuyev. Amalu Abaya, Abaya said, Mi Tanya Harav Shemes? It doesn't say Harav Shemes. It doesn't say your Rebbe. It says Chacham Shemes, Tanya. It says a Chacham Shemes. And being that he's a Chacham, therefore, you mechuyev to be noyag dini avelos. V'oid. And then Abaya said, besides, kol yoyma, every single day, shmaitzei bepumim bebein bedrasha. His Torah is being recited in Beis Medrash. So how could you tell me that he's not our Rebbe? We're saying over Torah from him. And if we're saying over Torah from him, that means he is our Rebbe. So he said, number one, it doesn't say a Rav Shemes, it says Chacham Shemes. And besides, he says every single day his Torah is in Beis Medrash. And Emma says the Gemara is a Pella. What's the Pella? If every single day his Torah was being recited in Beis Medrash, that means they were learning Torah from him. So if they were learning Torah from him, so what was the Shach Levatai? Meaning, Abaya had two kashas. Reb Safra was Nifter. Everyone knew the halacha. Chacham Shemes, everyone becomes his Karev. But by Reb Safra was different. And they felt, why? Because we don't learn Torah from him. So Abaya said two kashas. Number one, who cares that you don't learn Torah from him? It doesn't say a Rav Shemes. It doesn't say a Rebbe. It says Chacham Shemes. Reb Safra's a Chacham. And he said, besides, every single day we're learning his Torah. So the first kash I hear, it's a Shiloh. It doesn't mean a Rav Shemes. It doesn't mean Chacham Shemes. This is an interesting question. Ibayelo. But as it relates to the second question, Mimonavshach, if what Abaya was saying was true, so then what were they saying? It's Mamash Apel. As I freak to some cipher. Tzorich Ian, Kimit Shehed Abaya Shakol Yoyim Shmaitze Bepumin. Says the Chassam Sofer something that only the Chassam Sofer could say. The Reb Safra kishmoy keinu. Reb Safra, you want to know who he was? Think of his name. Kishmoy keinu. What was he? He was a koysev svarim. He used to write svarim. V'chidushei amarav hishir acharav, and he left over a tremendous amount of ksavim. But often, das heißt, she'afal pishaloi lamdu adayin. Even though it's true, nobody had learned Torah yet from Reb Safra. Mikomoka kiven she'svarov kat yamin. But being that he left over svarim, yiyu shmaitzei bepume. Eventually, they were going to learn Torah from him. V'chayovim l'kroya olav, and that's why they said he's chayev. And that's why Abaya said the olam has to rise kriya. So it was elu ve'elu divrei likim chayim. They were tiny, we never learned from Reb Safra. Abaya said, I know you never learned from Reb Safra. Of Reb Safra left over ksavim. And his ksavim are going to be printed one day. And there's going to be a time when every person's going to learn Gemara. You're going to learn Gittin Chavtes. You're going to learn about Reb Safra. He's going to come up in Shas. And because you're going to learn it from Reb Safra. So right now, Alshema Osir, he ready is a din of a Rav, and therefore you chayiv the Kroy. So Abaya is saying two things. Number one, Abaya is saying that it doesn't say a Rav, it says Hachacham. So it's true, maybe you didn't learn from him. Abaya is Hachacham. And then he said another lundus, a much bigger lundus, that even though right now you didn't learn from him, Abulamaisi left over Ksavim, and these Ksavim are going to be learned. And being that they're going to be learned, one day Reb Safra will be your Rebbe. And as a result, Afilu Achshav, even though you haven't learned from him yet, he already is going to be considered a Rebbe. Couldn't help myself but feel as I'm learning this shtickl chsam sefer. This sounds very reminiscent of the chsam sefer alein. The chsam sefer talmidim, avada, the presbyter, Rosh Hashiva, in addition to being the Rav. But at the same time, he had a lot of ksavim that he had written that were not printed, that one day would be printed and everybody would become talmidim of Reb Safra, chsam sefer. I don't know, a little bit of ha'aret. The bottom line is zokti gemara vayta. So again, we said that we're gonna be mafsik with a little dvar agada between sugya chamura and sugya chamura. We're going from the sugya of shliach oisa shliach to the sugya of ein oines begitten. So the sugya of ein oines begitten or yesh oines begitten is primarily and most notably right in the beginning of Masechtas Ksuvos, Ksuvos Daf Beis, Ksuvos Daf Gimel. It also comes up in Masechtas Nedarim, in the third parak, in the sugya of Nidrei Yontzim. It's one of the sugyas that are oimid berumei shel olam mamish. And it's also about 10 lines tucked away right here in Masechtas Gittin Daf Lamed Amad Aleph. Zok de Gemara, a very, very, very short version of the sugya of Ein Oides Begitten. Ahuda Amar, there was a man that said, Eloi Asina Ad Talsin Yoimin, Lahavi Gita. So a man gives his wife a get. He gives it to her ala tanai. And he says that I want the get to be chal. If I don't come between now and 30 days, then I want this get to be chal. Also, it was getting close to 30 days, and the man wanted to come because he didn't want that the get should be chal. However, as he was trying to arrive, Upaske Mafra, he got stuck. There was a river and he couldn't cross the river. And as a result, he couldn't make it. Amalu, and he started screaming to the Oilam, Chazuda Asoy, Chazuda Asoy, I'm coming. Man, I don't want to give this get. I'm here. Meaning the get was, if I'm not going to come, I can't make it, but I'm trying to make it. So Amra Shmuel was there and he said, Loish Me Masya. He said at the end of the day, you didn't come, and because you didn't come, therefore the get is going to be chal. And this halacha of Shmuel is the halacha, this is the basis to the rule of Ein Oynes Begetnis. Let's see Rashi inside. It's three lines from the top. Shmuel said, Lamaisa, you didn't come. Your deal was, Hareza Gitech, and I'm not going to arrive. You didn't arrive. And because you didn't arrive, so it's for that reason, this get is going to be in effect. What's your taina? It's true that I didn't arrive. However, I didn't arrive machmas oynis. And because I didn't arrive machmas oynis, so therefore, why don't you say that my not arriving is not really considered not arriving? Because the not arriving, what's known as the maisa loibasi, happened boinus, because I tried coming. So it's true, I was mekayim the tanai, but I was mekayim the tanai boinus. So if I was mekayim the tanai boinus, so the chayra based on that, it shouldn't be a kiyamat tanai. Says Rashi, the ain't tainus oinus betanai gittin lememaran nisa. And the halach is that ain't oinus begitin, that if somebody is going to give a get and he makes the get ala tanai, he was mekayim the tanai, and the way he was mekayim the tanai was ba'oinus, that's not considered a kiyamat tanai, and because it's not considered a kiyamat, it's not, there's no tain of oinus, thus it is considered a kiyamat tanai, and if it's considered a kiyamat tanai, therefore the get's going to be a get. Zok the Gemara, Huda Amalahu, there was a man that said, so again, a man gives his wife a get, and he says, I'm giving it to you, but I don't want it to be chal right away. I want to wait 30 days to see if maybe we can reconcile. Maybe I could be mafayis you. So Eloi feis no lo atal senyoy milahavigitas. Again, it's a get ala tanai. What's the get? Tolian? It's Tolian whether or not he'll be able to mafayis his wife. Zok the Gemara ozel pai. So he tried being mafayis her, v'lo yifayis so. And she wasn't a spice. I'm Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef said, mi yov la tarkuva de dinri v'lo yifayis so. He says, you know, this man tried being mafayis her. But he said, I want to ask you a question. Did you try giving her a tarkuva de dinri and it didn't work? So we'll see what this means in a second. Ikadamri, some say, Amr Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said something a little differently. What he said was, midi tarkuva de dinri boila mesifla? What, are you obligated to give her a tarkuva de dinri? Hafaisa v'loi faisa. You try being a faiser. At the end of the day, it didn't work. So it's a little bit unclear, Pashat, the taich of Rabbi Yosef in these two lashonis. But the bottom line is that what happened was this man gave his wife a get and he said, I want to get to Bichal in the event that I won't be able to be a faiser. He tried, it didn't work. The maestro of Yosef heard the Shaila, and Rabbi Yosef said that, let's be honest, if this man really wanted to be Mephias Ishta, he could have. You know what he could have done? He could have written a big check. He could have given her a Tarkuva de Dinri. And that when given her a Tarkuva de Dinri, I have a feeling she would have been Mephias. So why didn't he do it? Because Kesef Minolan, he Pasha didn't have it. And because he didn't have it, he couldn't do it. So essentially, if you think about it, what happened was, he was Mekayim the Tanai, because he wasn't Mephias Ishta, but it was Ba'onis. Because had he had the money, he would have been able to mafayis his ishtar. And the two l'shoynes of ultimately what Rabbi Yosef's psak was mamish de shaylo. If somebody gives a get, ala tanai, he's mekayim de tanai, but he's mekayim de tanai ba'oynes. Is it considered a kiyam atanai? Is it not considered a kiyam atanai? And hokamandome yeshoynes begitin, hokamandome enoynes begitin. The version where Rabbi Yosef paskind that the halacha is that the kiyam atanai is not going to be considered a kiyam atanai, meaning the get is not going to be a get. That's because he held yeshoynes begitin. And just like there's a tainus oynes in kol ha'tayra kula, a kiyam atanai ba'oynes is oichet nishkan kiyam atanai. Okay, so you are mekayim de tanai, the get's not going to be a get. The version where Rabbi Yosef paskind that just the opposite, the get is going to be a get, because at the end of the day, you were mekayim de tanai, you were mekayim et ba'oynes, ein oynes begetin, and really that's what's going on here in the sugya, and that is yesh oynes begetin or ein oynes begetin. So a day like today, Baruch Hashem, we have a related raid bite as it relates to the sugya of yesh oynes begetin. So obviously, ayin sham, and just the core, the site of the raid bite is the Rashi Masechtas Ksubas Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, which really is the most important Aleph Beis Lamedes that you take out of the sugya of yesh oynes begetin. So what do you take with you for Shas when you learn the sugya of yesh oynes begetin? What you take for Shas is one yesod, and that is that the halacha of oynes is not only nogeya oynchen, but it's really nogeya every single maisa that has any implication la halacha, where there's an inyan that if a person does a maisa but he does it by oynes, Oynis Rachmana Patre. Meaning, we're handling a case where a man gave his wife a get, Allah Tanai. He was Mekayim the Tanai, but he was Mekayim it by Oynis. And we have a sugya, Yesh Oynis Begitin, Ein Oynis Begitin. If a Kiyam Atanai happened by Oynis, it is considered a Kiyam Atanai, or it's not considered a Kiyam Atanai. L'chura, there'd be Mokim to be Ma'orer, that what does Yesh Oynis Begitin have to do with Kiyam Atanai? Meaning, what does Oynis and Kiyam Atanai have to do with each other? What's the sugya of oynes? The sugya of oynes is, it says in the Torah, if a person does an aver ba'oynes, ulenayra le'sasa davar. Right, what's the lashon you always find when it comes to oynes? Oynes rachmana patre. The Torah patre, a person that doesn't have aver ba'oynes. Usually you think of oynes as a halach in hilchas oynshin. That if a person doesn't have aver and he does a ba'oynes, ve'lenayra, this naira that did this aver, le'sasa davar, because she did a ba'oynes. Don't do anything to her. Don't punish her. Oynes Rachmana Patre, the Torah Pater, Pater from what? Pater from Einshin. So usually you understand the halach of Oynes as a Svar in Hilchas Einshin. If it's a Svar in Hilchas Einshin, what's Sheiches? Where kum tarayin Oynes when you're dealing with a Kiyam Atanai and you're trying to figure out whether if you're Makan Tanai by Oynes, Zdad din Oynes and Nitokain din Oynes. And it's Mavur from the Sugya, Rashi, Subasav Gimel Amud Aleph, the Maram Mokim is the Chem Deshloim and the Tshuva and Simon Lamed Ches, Lerichayim. And that is that you see from here that the halach of Oynes is not a halach in Hilchas Einshin, but it's a halach in Hilchas Maisa. When a person does something by Oynes, the Maisa is not Nechshav to be a Maisa or a different Nosach. The Maisa is not Nesiaches to the Bala Maisa. I'm not a chroy on a maisa that I do by oynes. If that's the case, that's a reason why v'lenayra le'sasa davar. It's a reason why oynes rachmana patre. It's also a reason that if I gave a get ala tanai and I was mekayim to tanai by oynes, I hasten it that I was mekayim to tanai. And if it's hasten I was mekayim to tanai, it wouldn't be considered a kiyam get. Either way, ayin sham zok, the mishnah vayta. So we're going to go now and shift our attention to a completely different sugya. Now, to follow the paper trail, the sugya that we're going to learn right now is going to tell a halacha that's related to Cheskas Chai, which was the topic of the daf only a few dafin ago. We had the Mishnah on daf Chav Ches Amid Aleph and the Mishnah on daf Chav Ches Amid Beis, which said that just like the Gemara in Chul and daf Yud Amid Beis says that a Kol HaTorah Kulo is a klal of Hemid Dover Al Cheskas Chai, the same is true when it comes to trying to figure out a person who last we know of was alive. Is he still alive or is he not alive? There's a concept of Cheskas Chai. So there's a Cheskas Mamon, there's a Cheskas Agov, Cheskas Heter, Cheskas, it's a Cheskas Chai. There's an idea of Hemid, Dover al Cheskasai, to determine that a person would be alive. The Mishnah Chav Ches Amid Aleph discussed it, Sayin Hilchas Gerishin, which is why it came into the third parak of Masechtas Gittin, Hilchas Truma, regarding the Halachas of Chatas Shemesu Baleh. We had the Mishnah Chav Ches Amid Beis, the Shloisha, that were really six, Dvarim, the Rabbi Lozben Prata, told the Chachamim, the Kaimu as Dvarav. The bottom line is, this Mishnah returns to that program. Can't say the regular program, because we're learning Masechtas Gittin. But it goes back to that inyan, the sugya of Cheskas Chai, a completely off-road topic. The topic deals with the halachos of Trumas and Maestras. Talk to Mishnah. Hamal v'mois, es ha-koyin, ves ha-levi, ves ha-oni. A man loaned money to either a koyin, or a levi, or an oni. And when he loaned him the money, they stipulated as follows. He told him, Liyos mafresh aleihem mechelkim. The Malva said that the way I want you to pay me back is that I have a field, and every year I have to pay taxes, I have to give trumas, I have to give maestras to the ani, I have to give maestr ani. What I'd like to do is that instead of you paying me back, I'm just going to be mafresh, all my trumas and maestras, and then I'm going to keep it for myself. And like this, I'm comfortable, it's a very, very safe payment method, and that's the way I want to go about this. So the halacha is you could do it. Not only could you do it, but at the same time, nafresh aleihem b'cheska shehen kayam. You don't have to, a few months later, whenever it is that your crops are ready to be mafresh shumas and ma'is, just find out and make sure this person's still alive. I mean, you could have thought that maybe you have to find out that he's still alive, because if he's not alive, in that case, l'chayra, you would not be able to do this, because the whole arrangement is predicated on the fact that I have to give truma to the kohen. Okay, the kohen owes me money, so I'm going to keep the truma now. But if the kohen that loaned the money from me is not alive, so then he doesn't owe me anything. And any agreement that he made with me is null and void, because l'meisam chavshi. So if that's the case, so then this whole arrangement's not okay. And then if I keep the truma for myself, I'm ganvening money from all the kayanim that really have a chelik in this truma. So you would have thought that maybe before I go forward with this, in the ilam ha'maisa, you have to make sure that the person's alive. So the Mishnah, einei chayush Hashem ha'meis ha'koyin ha'alevi, you don't have to be worried about that. Oy hesher ani, you also don't have to be worried that maybe the ani became a gvir, in which case also I can fulfill my chiyav meiser ani by making this arrangement. And it's because of this line, einei chayush Hashem ha'meis, that we're talking about this right here. So this is literally a digression from a digression, because this is going to bring a whole daffin change of Gemaras. But the bottom line is that's why we're talking about this. The Mishnah continues and says, Mesu, what happens if the Kohen, the Levi, or the Ani that you made this arrangement with died? So Tzorach Lito Rishus Min HaYarshim. Then you go to the Yarshim, and if there are, and you try to arrange with that, meaning the arrangement that the man made with the father is not going to automatically transfer over to the Yarshim, but as it relates to the Yarshim, you would have to sit down, you'd have to work it out with them. Now the Gemara is going to talk a little bit more about this, but just Pashup Shad in the Mishnah is that we're assuming that the Yarshim inherit the Chayv that their father has. So the original Chayv is something that the Yarshim have. Now, the Malva had set up a very unique payment mahalach with the father. So that's good for the father. That's already not good for the Yarshim. So the Yarshim have the Chayv. You can go with the Yarshim and try to work it out with them too. But you need to first take Rishus from the Yarshim. If you don't take Rishus from the Yarshim, this is not going to work. Says the Mishnah, is one caveat to that. Imhilvim b'fnei Bezdin. If the original loan happened in the presence of Bezdin, so this wasn't a loan that took place in somebody's office. This was a loan that happened in the presence of the courts. Then if the man dies, it automatically transfers over. The Gemara will explain why, and there you would not have to take Rishos from the Yarshim. Either way, this Mishnah is loaded, and we're about to learn a not-such-easy Gemara. Says the Gemara, the first thing the Mishnah said was that a man can work out a deal with a Kohen, a Levi, and an Ani, liyos mafresh shaleim mechelpa. Why did we mention it? Because of the Cheskes Chai. But let's put the Cheskes Chai aside. The core transaction. A man goes over to a Kohen, or a Levi, or an Ani, and he says, you want to borrow money? No problem. I'm willing to lend you money. But at the same time, I don't want to take the risk of you're going to pay me, you're not going to pay me. I have a lockbox type arrangement. It's actually a good loan. He says, I know every year I have to anyways give Chumas Maises. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to keep the Chumas Maises for myself, and this is going to be payment. The halacha is that if the Kohen, the Levi, and the Ani sign on this, mazal, this is a halacha you're allowed to do. Freit the Gemara, how could they do this? Even if they never got the Trumas and the Maestris, they have a right to do this? What's the Gemara's Kasha? The Gemara's Kasha is they're not Balabatim on his Trumas and Maestris. If a person has a field and he has to be Mafish Trumas and Maestris, who owns the Trumas and Maestris? So in the vernacular, it's the Mamon HaShevet, right? That's the Nusach you always say. It belongs to the Shevet of the Kayhanim, the Shevet of the Levim, the Shevet of the Aniim, right? They're the ones that own all of this. Okay, so what gives this guy a bailus here? Misom Chalish, who made you into a Baldover that you decided that I want to make this arrangement and therefore this is the way I want this to go down? Michatesi. Who gave you a right to do it? Now, you see from the Gemara's Kasha that Bishloima had the man been mafrish, given it to the Ani, given it to the Levi, to the Kohen, and then he would say, let me give it back to you. Okay, that's easy. Why shouldn't he be able to do that? But it sounds like you could do it v'afagavtalayasuliyadeh. So if you're doing it v'afagavtalayasuliyadeh, then l'chayra, how does this even start? Amar Rav. So Rav said, b'makirei kohuna v'levi. You have to say that this is talking about b'makirei kohuna v'levi. What does this mean? So Rashi says, dibra maskal makirei kohuna, middle of the Rashi, we're talking about a person that einoi rogo loseis trumas v'maisrav, elo l'koyinzeh. With this man, every single year, when he's mafresh shumas and maestris, he gives it to this kohen. And being that he always gives it to this kohen, so we view it as if this kohen already owns this Trumas Umaisris, even though it was Layasa Liyade, and therefore he is a Bailam, he's able to make such a transaction. Now, in Lundis, you have to know how this works. Pashut, the way it works is with Yiyosh, that being that it's been Makiri Akuna Velavia, so all the Kehanim know, oh, this person, no one's even trying to get his account. They give up. They know he has a relationship with this Kaya, with this Levi. It's a waste of time. Don't even make the phone call. See him at a simcha, don't bother him. I'm telling you, you're not getting it. That's the Yisoid of Makir Kuna Levir. Everyone that sees him, they walk away, they don't even try. They're pashim yayish, yayish is the ganze heftzuf and achalais. And therefore, this is the way it works. But Al Kopanim, Rab said that the Mishnah is talking about Makir Kahuna, and therefore, this Kayan Levi and Ani, that Balabatim, to do something like this, because this is something that could work. Shmuel HaMashmuel said, B'mazak l'mayidei acher. Now, the case is where there's another piece. The Mafresh, the Malva takes the Trumas of Maestris, he gives it to a third person, and he says, I want you to be zoichin it on behalf of the Kehanim and the Levi. That works. Why? Zochin la'adam shaloi b'fanav. To the extent the Kehanim and the Levi signed off on this, it's for sure schos for them. Zochin la'adam shaloi b'fanav, and therefore it's theirs. Avifel it's theirs, and now you're able to do it. But then, Chanami, at some point, you're going to have to be mezakel al yedei acherim, otherwise it's not going to work. Ula said, Hamani Rabbi Yosi, I don't like the Ikimtas. We're not going to make the Ikimta Makiri Ekuna V'Leviya. We're not going to make the Ikimta Mezak L'Mayidei Acherim. No Ikimtas. However, the Tana of the Mishnah is a Das Yochin, and if you know which Tana and his halachas, it's not going to be Shver. It's going to Rabbi Yosef Damar, who said, also that there's a concept that sometimes Chazal gave a person a bailus in something, if there was a reason to do it, even though really it doesn't belong to him. Now, what did Rabbi Yosef say? So if you look at Rashi, the first wide line, B'mekoyim Mois Harbe. Rabbi Yosi said it in many different places. Then Rashi starts quoting chapter and verse, a whole bunch of places, where Rabbi Yosi said such a halacha. Rabbi Yosi has a concept of also she'ene zaycha kezaycha, and there's always a reason. Here there's a reason Chazal wanted this to happen, and therefore they allowed it to happen. So the Gemara says like this. We have three mahalchim had to answer the Grace Akasha. Rav said makir ekuna v'leviya. Shmuel said b'mezak l'mayidei acherim. Ula said amani Rabbi Yosi. So the Gemara says kulik Rav le'yami. I understand why none of the Amiram wanted to learn like Rav. Bit makir like Tani, because Vishnu didn't say anything about makir ekuna. Because Shmuel like Amri. I understand why the Amiram didn't want to learn like Shmuel, because b'mezak like Tani doesn't say anything in the Mishnah about b'mezak. Kulik nami le'yami. I understand why the Olim didn't want to learn like kulik, because kiyichidah like make mina, because they don't want to be making the Mishnah like a yach. Even though this yach is Rabbi Yosi, who's nemukayima yalacha kemaisa b'chamakim. But the bottom line, it's farta das yach. Apparently, no one agrees with that chiddush of Rabbi Yosi ben Mekoymes Harbe of also Shein Azaycha Kazaycha, and it's for that reason they didn't want this halacha to go into effect. So the Gemara writes, "Tanu Rabban, Hamal v'Mois es Hakoyim v'Salevi v'Sa'ani." So the Gemara now is going to bring a long brisa that's going to discuss the transaction of our Mishnah. So a man loaned money to a Kohen, a Levi, or an Ani. Liyos mafresh shaleim mechalka. And again, the terms of the transaction are that instead of paying back the loan in the conventional way, you're going to pay back the loan through me keeping the Trumas and the Maestro. Says the Braisa, the Halacha of the Mishnah. Mafresh shaleim becheskes shehin kayom. You could do it, and you don't have to double, triple check that the person's alive. You could assume the chazaka. Again, that was the halacha of the Mishnah. The price continues and says a lot more. Number one, upoisek imam kishar hazar. When they arrange the value of the chumas and the maestris, they work on the shar hazoil, meaning it goes to benefit the malva. So we're always going to assume that the chumas and maestris were cheaper. So if the Trumas and Maestris were cheaper, meaning the tfuah that ultimately will be in the form of Trumas and Maestris, which will be the currency that's used to pay this loan, if the tfuah was cheaper at the time of the loan, then we're going to use that price. And if it's going to be cheaper at the time of the payment of the loan, we're going to use that price. So the malva is always going to get more tfuah, because we're always going to price it at the lower amount. It's going to be yad hamalva ala al yoyna. Another thing the price says, v'ein by mishum ribbis. Even though you could hear that this might be a ribbis transaction, no worries. This is not ribbis. V'ein shvias misham tasai. We know the halach is that Shemitah, it knocks out all loans. Hence the prusbul. One of the sugyas coming up next week in Metz Hashem. The sugya prusbuls in Perek HaShelech. But either way, you don't have to worry about prusbuls. Shemitah doesn't have the ability to be meshamet this unique loan. Then bo lachzer, and if somebody wants to be chayzer, in a chayzer. You can't be chayzer. We'll explain. This nyashua bailim, let's say the bailim were miyayish, in mafresh aleim, in that case it doesn't work. Lefisha in mafresh ala avil, because he can't be mafresh on something that they thought was going to be lost. So a braisa that explained this whole sugi a little bit better, A lot going on here. The Gemara is going to be mefarish every single line in this price. So again, the Iker transaction is somebody was malva mois to a kohen, a levi, and a noni, and the agreement was lias mafresh aleihem michelkum. Now I think it's kedai to speak this out before we start, and really I think it's kedai to speak out two things. It's going to emerge from the Gemara, but let's precap it. Number one, the arrangement in this transaction is hacha b'mayaskin. It doesn't have to be this way, but this is the way it was. Hacha b'mayaskinon, where the deal was that the only way the loiva is going to have to pay the loan is if it's through the Trumas of Maestros. So that's basically the deal. The malva is going to give the loiva money. He gives him $1,000. You owe me $1,000. I'm going to take my $1,000 via the Trumas of Maestros that I'm really supposed to give you. But here's the caveat. Very important to understanding the Gemara we're going to learn. The only way you'll be mechuyev to give me this $1,000 is if I can take it from the Trumas of Maestros. But not from the Trumas of Maestros, you don't have to give me anything. So it's a kimta. They said it has to be that way. Kacha. This is the way it is. Another thing that's important is that this transaction Bezdin actually liked. And we're going to see, the Gemara is going to say this beforeish, that Bezdin went out of their way to make this work. And the reason Bezdin likes this transaction is because really it's a win-win situation. At the end of the day, it was very good for the Kehanim and the Levim. You have to remember, the Kehanim and the Levim are in loy chelik v'nachli imach. As a result, they're in a situation where they don't really have a proper source of income. They relied on the Trumas of Maestros. They were Mechazra Lagranas, and that's the way they were supported. So this is a Hechatimtza for them to have money advanced. So like this, even prior to when they're going to go and they're going to collect the Trumas of Maestros, people will be willing to give them money. Now, ordinarily, a person will say, I'm going to lend money to a Kohen and a Levi and a Nani. What's my collateral? How am I know I'm going to get paid? Like this, he knows he's going to get paid. So really, it's a good transaction. It's a very, very healthy arrangement for both parties. And Chazal actually liked this. And it permeated the way they dictated the laws of this transaction. So this Braisa, which is very wordy, this doesn't apply and that doesn't apply. Look at it from the context of this is something that Bezdin very, very much likes. Either way, let's go through this price. Amar, the price said, Poisik imam kishar haza, that when the malva and the loiva, again, the malva is the balabas, the loiva is the kayin, the levi, or the ani, when they make this arrangement, so they cheshvin that I'm going to get paid, the malva says, through the chumas of Maestris, how are we going to value the tfua? We're going to value it based on the shar haza, faith the gemar pshita. And the gemar's kasha pshita is, that it sounds like the Brice is saying that if they want to be poisek kishar hazah, that's something they could do. Why would you think they can't do it? Mechatesa, you shouldn't be able to do it kishar hazah. It's a privately negotiated transaction. You can negotiate it however you want. If you want to do kishar hayoik, you can do kishar hayoik too. What's the Mishnah saying? Poisek imam kishar hazah. It's a chiddush that you're allowed to. The Gemara says, no, that's not the chiddush. How come Ashbulon? Afal pisha loy pasak, kemisha pasak dami. Bezdin wanted it to be kishar hazah. They wanted malvas to be incentivized to do this. They felt that this was good and the loiva is certainly incentivized. We need to add a little more incentive to the malva, and this is a way to add a little bit more incentive. Be poisek ishar hazal, and like this, this is a good way to make sure these transactions happen. The aim by mishum ribbis. Additionally, you don't have to worry about ribbis. Now, what would be the tzad that this should be ribbis? So, in order for this to be ribbis, what you would need is that the case was where the malva told the loiva that what you're going to pay me for my loan is a certain amount of bushels. So he's lending him again $1,000 and he tells him, oh, in exchange for the $1,000, this guy has a big field, he produces a lot, he has great chumas and maestres. Right? The Gemara Masechta Shabbos talks about the maestro behemoth of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. It could be a big number. So he's giving a lot and he says that I'm going to take 100 bushels of corn. This is what my payment is going to be. That could be ribbis. The reason it could be ribbis is because what happens if at the time that he takes now these bushels of corn, the bushels of corn are worth not $1,000, are worth $1,500. So you just got yourself ribbis. Now, it's not ribbis ketsutza. Ribbis ketsutza, which is the only ribbis that's ribbis deiraisa, is where the malva and the loiva say in buck tzen, I'm giving you $1,000, you're giving me back $1,100. That's klar ribbis deiraisa. But at the very least, this schmecks from ribbis derabbanan, right? This could very easily be a ribbis derabbanan case. It's certainly a situation where it might end up being a ribbis, but the Gemara says that don't worry about this. This is not going to be ribbis, and the reason is, my time book is given the chilesle lo yavle, because what happens if this field ends up producing nothing? What if this guy has a shidofa and a yiraka and a chles? He ends up having nabachol kol tzorish lo tovei ala farmers. This guy ends up having zero. So then he's not going to have to pay back this loan, because the terms of the loan, like we spoke out, were, is that the only payment that's going to be made is going to be made through here. And being that that's the case, so therefore it's not so much ribbis. And the way Rashi explains is that the whole gefil of the ribbis is, if for sure there's going to be a payment, so now this is a proper loan. Oh, a proper loan. Now there's ribbis, the rabbonim, whatever. But being that there's a tzad that you're not going to pay at all, so this actually looks a little bit more. You could hear that an attorney would say, a judge would paskin, that this wasn't really a loan. Even though it went through the mahalach of a loan, this was more like a mecher. You were basically buying back the chumas and maestras. V'haraya, because a loan, you always have to pay. Right, the loan is chal after the gavri. There's a shibud over here. There's no shibud over here. Either it's going to be paid from this, or it's not going to be paid at all. And being that it's a little mekachtig, and again, the whole ribbis is ribbis drabon. It's not ribbis dayraisa. So therefore, over here chazal with meko. Again, there seems to be a little mishumi a cooler gefil here. But the bottom line is, it's not a proper ribbis because it's ribbis drabonon. It looks a little bit like derech mekach. Not derech halva, and therefore there's no problem with ribbis. The ain't shmias misham tase. Shmita is not mishamet this loan. Shmita is mishamet all loans. Why shmita not mishamet this loan? To like karina by you guys. Because when the Torah says that shmita is mishamet loans, what does the Torah say? That once it comes shmita, you're not let it be goy for your loan. This loan has no gvir. You're not being goy for. You're just keeping your trumas and maestras. So being that there's no gvir, so there's no loy you guys. If there's no loy you guys, shmita doesn't impact this loan. Then ba lachsar enoy chayzer. If you want to be chayzer, you can't back up. Amra papa said. When we say that if someone wants to be chayzer, he can't be chayzer, it means the Baal Bayis. If the Baal Bayis, after he gave the money, says, you know something, I don't like this deal. This doesn't feel right. He wants to back out, he can't do it. But if the kohen says, you know, take your money back, I don't like this arrangement, if he wants to be chayzer, he could be chayzer. What's the difference? The difference is based on a mission. Now we learned in the mission, Nasan loy mois, for loy mashach emenu, peiros, yachol achzer boy. If somebody's buying something from somebody else, and he gave the money to the moicher, but he didn't do mashichi yet on the peiros that he's buying, if he wants to be chayzer, he could be chayzer. So, pashup shat, what the Gemara is saying is, and this is a shver Gemara, but pashup shat, what the Gemara is saying is, that if the Baal HaBayis wants to be chayzer, the Baal HaBayis can't be chayzer. The reason is, because the Koyen, the Levi, the Ani, already did Meshicha, already took the money of the Baal HaBayis. So being that they already made a kinyan on the Baal HaBayis' money, so now the Baal HaBayis' money is Kanoi, and therefore if he wants to be Chayzer, he doesn't have the ability to be Chayzer. However, if the Koyen, Levi, and Ani want to be Chayzer, they can. You know why? Because the Baal HaBayis never did any Meshicha in their thing. Their thing is the payment, which is going to come from the payers, which didn't even grow yet. But the point is that the Baal HaBayis can't be chayzer because there was already a meshicha done with the Baal HaBayis' currency. As opposed to the Kohen Levi and Ani, they could be chayzer because nothing happened yet. There was no meshicha that was done in the reverse. Now, the Gemara brought a makar to this. The makar is a mishnah. This mishnah is a Masechtas Bava Metziah. Nasan loy mois v'loy mashach emenu peiros yachol achzer boy. That until there's a Meshicha on the Paris, if the Lekech wants to be Chayzer, it could be Chayzer. And at first glance, it's very, very schwer because the Gemara brought a Mishnah listar. Because in that Mishnah, what's the halacha? The halacha is that if somebody buys metalton, being that metalton is nicknamed by Meshicha, Midrabanan anyways, it's nicknamed by Meshicha, right? Midrayisad Vartayr Mois Kaimus. But Midrabanan, it's nicknamed by Meshicha, from Yechon and Chito. But at the same time, until you do the Meshicha, the halacha is that if you want to be Chayzer, you could be Chayzer. So you see, there's an idea, until the Meshicha is done, you could be Chayzer, but once the Meshicha is done, you can't be Chayzer. Therefore, the Baal HaBayis cannot be Chayzer, but the Kohen Levi and the Yoni could be Chayzer. The problem is, in the case of Meshicha, they both could be Chayzer. It's a big problem. They both could be Chayzer. So if they both could be Chayzer, then L'chayr here too. Until the proper Meshicha was done, they should both be able to be Chayzer. Why is it only that the Kohen Levi and Ani could be Chayzer? Because the Meshicha wasn't Nishlam. L'chayra, if the Meshicha wasn't Nishlam, then nobody should be able to be Chayzer. In the Mishnah that the Gemara is bringing as a makar to this idea that you could be Chayzer is a halacha where they both could be Chayzer. So how could you bring a raya from a Mishnah that says exactly the opposite? Over there it's where they could both be Chayzer. Over here only one of them could be Chayzer. Ayin b'rishonim. The Siyashua Bailin ein mafresh aleihem. In the event that the Bailin were miyayish, meaning the malva loaned money, again, with this arrangement, then he realized that this was going to be a bad year. The crop wasn't going to work out. So he had a yish, meaning in his mind, he felt that, I don't think I'm ever going to get paid. Because again, the deal was, The terms were that the payment's only going to be made from these crops. So he feels now like he's never going to see any payment. So the halacha is at that point, he loses his ability to be mafresh aleihem. And the reason is, lefisha im mafreshin ala avad. Once it was lost, at that point, you can't be mafresh. What are we saying? What we're saying is that this man went and he made this loan. Okay, he was miyayish from the loan. The minute he's miyayish from the loan, if later, right, this is the piece you have to add, if later the crops end up, yeah, growing, and now he does have to be mafresh shumas u'maisris, so the halacha is, he won't be able to do his arrangement, meaning now he'll have to give the shumas u'maisris to a proper kohen levi and an ani, and the reason is because once he's miyayish from the loan, so now the original arrangement that he made is null and void. And therefore, you have to treat it like regular trumas u'maisin. The Gemara says, pshita, this seems like an obvious halach. If he was miyayish from the loan, so that knocks out the whole original arrangement. The Gemara says, leitzricha da'atman. It's talking about where he was miyayish. The reason he's miyayish is because the crops went bad. But at the same time, while the crops had gone bad, something started growing already. Ma'u detema, I would have thought, akanta milsehi, that being that something started growing already, that's already a milsa. And the punchline Rashi says is, therefore the Yish is not a proper Yish, meaning we're questioning the Yish. Maybe, although, yeah, Nesiyashu Abaylam, but being that he saw that something started growing, it's like a batla daita yetzel kaladam, the Yish is not a real Yish, kamash malanda, no, Nesiyashu Abaylam, even if something started growing, we're going to treat it as if it was a proper Yish. Either way, the next Gemara is really going back to a halacha that the Mishnah had said. The Mishnah said that if somebody makes this arrangement with a Kohen Levi and a Nani, it works. What happens if the man did die? So then the Yarshim inherit the loan. And when the Yarshim inherit the loan, if you want to continue with your arrangement, you have to work it out again with the Yarshim. So the Yarshim have a responsibility to pay the loan of their father. But this particular arrangement, that's something that only applied to the father, doesn't apply to the Yarshim. So tzarech lito rishos min ha-yarshim. If they give you rishos, then it's no problem. It's no different than when you got rishos from the father. But otherwise, it's not going to work. But then the Mishnah said, im hilvam bifnei bezdin, eino tzarech lito rishos min ha-yarshim. If, however, this transaction happened in bezdin, in that case, eino tzarech lito rishos min ha-yarshim. The question is why? What's the difference? What's the difference if it happened bifnei bezdin or if it didn't happen bifnei bezdin? So clearly implied from this halacha is that there's a special koyach that bezdin has. This Gemara is going to talk a little bit about it. The Gemara brings a braise. Time. Reb Lezman Yaakov said, "Mal v'moyses hakoyin v'salevi v'bezdin." Somebody lends money to a kohen or a levi in bezdin umesu, and then the kohen or the levi died. So the halacha is mafresh aleihem. This person can go forward with his transaction. This was the halach of the Mishnah. Becheskas oisoi hashevet. And he could do it. Becheskas oisoi hashevet. The esha oni bebezdin. Same is true if he would lend money to an ani in bezdin and then the ani would die. Mafresh aleim becheskas aniye Yisrael. He can move forward. Becheskas aniye Yisrael. Rabbi Achi said, not becheskas aniye Yisrael, but rather becheskas aniye oikon. Not aniye Yisrael, aniye oilam. The Gemara is going to clarify what that nuance is. But the point is that this brisa at least gave us a toisefes beer on what's going on over here. What's happening over here is you're allowed to do this becheskas oisei hashevet. You're allowed to do this becheskas aniye Yisrael. And the way the Rishonim explained this is that Bezdin felt that this transaction was a good transaction for the Malva, like we spoke at in the Hakdama to the brisa. This was something that was very, very good. And because they thought this was something that was very, very good, they wanted the Malva to be incentivized to do it. And therefore you find certain kulas. They were a little bit worried that in the event the loiva dies, they're going to end up with a little bit of an issue. The reason they're going to end up with an issue, the Malva, is because now this arrangement is gone. And as a result, they may suddenly be disincentivized from doing it. Now it transfers into a good old-fashioned loan. So they're not going to be able to work this arrangement in the event that the loiva dies. So what they said was like this. They said that in the event that the loiva dies, this arrangement is going to remain in effect. And what we're going to say is, we're going to say that all of the shevet, all the Kayanim, all the Levim, all the Aniyei Yisrael, all the Aniyei Yoilim, they're all in on this. And they all are willing to forego their chelik in the Mamon HaShevet that they have, so that this Malva should be able to keep his Trumas and Maisa like this, he should be able to move forward and he should be able to execute this transaction. Meaning, the transaction is the Chachidish Meikara, because this person owes Trumas and Maisa to all the Kayadim and the Levi. So Mecha Tesa, you worked out a deal with one Kayan and Levi. Okay, so we addressed it in the beginning of the Sukya. Makiri Kuno, whatever. But now that this person's not alive, it's Hadar Dina belongs to all the Kayanim, all the Levi, all the Aniyim. So Mecha Tesa, you could do it. So Chazal said that we put the whole Shevet in on it, they're all agreeable. Why would they be agreeable? It makes no sense. To help out one of their brothers? Mechtesa. No, the reason is because it works for them. Because you want all the malvas in the world to be incentivized to do this transaction, because at the end of the day, it's going to end up benefiting everybody. So that's this Nakuda. Mafresh alayim, becheskas oisei ha-shevet. And you can be mafresh, becheskas ani Yisrael, becheskas ani ha-oilam. There's some hard rashis there. But this is the gist, l'chayr, of what's happening here. And that's why this is something that's going to work. Now, the only time it works is in Beis Din. Yafakayach Bezdin. So when Bezdin presides over the loan, that's when this goes into effect. Otherwise, this is not going to go into effect. Now, as it relates to the Ani, there was a nuance. We had Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, he's the Tanakam in the Braisa, he said it's Becheskas Aniyei Yisrael. Rabbi Achi said that as it relates to the Ani, it's Becheskas Aniyei Oilam. Zoktimar, my Benai, what's the Nafkamina? Zoktimar, Ikibinai, Aniyei Kutim. The nafkamina would be if you had aniye kutim. So let's see the top Rashi inside. Aniye kutim, shim ein aniye Yisrael be'ir. Let's say you have a city where there's no aniye Yisrael. Abaviyesh aniye kutim. But there are aniye kutim. So mafresh litzarchon via akfim la'atzma. Then you could be mafresh with tzorech the aniye kutim, and you'll be able to keep this for yourself. Sha'af heim zoichim bohem. Because the aniye kutim have a schus in Matnas Ani, the Kutim Geri Emes same, because the Kutim are Geri Emes. Well, the Tanakama, however, the Tanakama, that's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, he held Geri Aroyos same. He held that the Kutim were not Geri Emes. Therefore, Velayafresh Beshvilim, you can't be Mafresh on behalf of those Kutim, because those Kutim really have no schus, they're not Yidden. Ela Beshvil Aniyei Yisrael, Yafresh Bechol Mokim Shehem. And therefore, what he said was, you should do it Beshvil Aniyei Yisrael Bechol Mokim Shehem. So this nuance, when you're being Mafresh now for the Aniyim, and then ultimately you're going to keep it, but first you're going to be Mafresh. Are you being Mafresh for the Aniyei Kutim, are you not being mafresh for the Aniyei Kutim? What's the difference? I live in a city, and in my city, there's only Aniyei Kutim. So the question is, can I be mafresh for them or not? If the Kutim are Geri Emes, I could be mafresh for them. And that's what Blessed Yaakov holds, and that's what he meant when he said Aniyei. Yes, and that's what the Rav Achi holds, and that's what he meant when he said Becheskas Aniyei Oilam. The rabbis, who's the Aniyei Oilam? Even the Aniyei Kutim. As opposed to Blessed Yaakov, he holds the Geri Arois. It has to be Dafka mafresh on Becheskas Aniyei Yisrael, as opposed to the Kutim, because they're Gei Aroyas, they're not really Yisrael. So what do you do if you live in a city and there's Taka no Aniyei Yisrael, all you have is Aniyei Kutim? So then you have to be Mafresh, not Becheskas Daniyim in the Shtot, but rather Becheskas Daniyei Yoilam. Again, this is just a nuance. Up to Gemara, Hesher, He'oni, Ein Mafresh Olav. What happens if you had a person that loaned money to an Ani with this arrangement, and then the Ani became a Gevir? The loan was done in Beis Din. What would be the halacha? Now, the Ani, if he died when the loan was done in Beis Din, the Mishnah, the Braisa said, the halacha is, he could be mafresh ala becheskes aniyei Yisrael. He could be mafresh ala becheskes aniyei Yoilam. Because there's an umdana that if the Ani dies, we still want this arrangement to be in place to help the Malva. What happens, however, if the Ani didn't die, he became a Gvir? Now, it's the same difference. Klapi the Malva, it doesn't matter if he died or if he became a Gvir. I mean, Klapi the Aramana makes a very big difference. But Klapi the Malva, as it relates to the loan, it makes no difference. In either way, right now, L'chayra, he's not a Bar Hachi for Maiser Ani. If he's not a Bar Hachi for Maiser Ani, how could I be Mafresh, I'll die to the Hachi that I'm going to get? I can't give it to you. I can't give it to you because you're not alive. I can't give it to you because you're a Gvir. So really, it shouldn't make a difference. Stating that, Hesher Ha'ani Ein Mafresh Olav. You can't do it. V'zocha Ha'alav B'masha B'yadoi. And if that's the case, at this point, this whole loan is fafalin. This ends up being a very, very bad loan. Because the terms of the loan were that the loan was only going to have to pay through the Meiser. Right now, you can't give me the Meiser, so I can't pay you through the Meiser as a result. Meaning the loiv is going to be zaycha, but masha biyadai, which means the malva is going to end up losing out. So the Gemara says, Rabbana, Meishal, Misa dava takanta, Meishal Ashirus, lo yava takanta. Why did the Rabbana make a takanta for Misa? They didn't make a takanta for Ashirus. Meaning the spirit, the feel of what's going on here is that when the loan is presided over by Bezdin, we go out of our way for what? We go out of our way to make sure that the malva is going to get paid. Therefore, if the loiva dies, even though the arrangement was with the loiva, the whole shevet is in on it. So the chayr, if the ani becomes a gvir, we should say the same thing. And the Gemara says, no, misa and ashiras are very different. Misa shchicha, ashiras loy shchicha. Misa shchicha, because everybody dies, unfortunately. Ashiras loy shchicha. And as a result, for a milsa de shchicha, the rabbana went out of the way. But for a milsa de loy shchicha, they did not go out of the way. Amra, papra, papa said, haidu damar inchi, this is what people mean when they say, chavra chmeis, if you hear that your friend died, asher, believe him. It's asher, but if you hear that your friend became a gvir, loy ta asher. Loy ta amin, Rashi says. Don't believe him necessarily. It's not necessarily true. Why do you believe Misa? You don't believe Ashiris? Because Misa Shchicha, Ashiris is Loy Shchicha. One last Gemara. Meis Tzarech Lita Rishos V'chulu. So he said that in the event that the Loiva dies, who's the Loiva, the Kayin, the Levi, or the Ani? So now you have to get Rishos from the Yarshim. Tanya Rebbe, Yemi Rebbe said, Yarshim She Yarshu. When we say Yarshim, we mean Yarshim that Yarshim. Freit the Gemara, Mi'ikka Yarshim V'lo Yarsi? A Yairish, by definition, is a Yairish, right? He's called a Yairish because there's Yerusha. If there's no Yerusha, he's not a Yairish, right? Is there such a thing as a Yairish that doesn't Yarshin? Elam Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon said, Shin Yarshu Karka Veloisha Yarshu Ksafim. The only time you can make this arrangement with the Yarshim is in the event that the Yarshim Yarshin Karka. So if the Yarshin Karka, so now the Shibud of the loan is chal on the Yarshim. And the reason is because the Shibud is attached to the Karka. Karka is Meshubah to a loan. I mean that Karka is Meshubah to a loan, so therefore they're considered real Balabatin. They're right now carrying the liability of this loan, and therefore they can make this arrangement. If they only Yarshin Kesef, however, then there's no Shiba that attaches itself to Kesef, that attaches itself to Metalflin, and therefore they're not about Dover to be able to make this transaction. So if they Yarshin Karka, that's when you have the Salacha. If they Yarshin Kesef, not. Now this is a little bit of a Chiddush, because even though the Yarshin don't have a shibud on their nechassim before the yashin was kesef, but we know mitzvah lefroya chayv haviyem, right? There is a mitzvah to pay the chayv, but afal pikin, this halacha, the mitzvah is true only if the yashin karka. Rabbi Yonason said, he niach meloy machat, in the event that the father left over a meloy machat, he left over very little karka. How little? The size of a machat, of a needle. That's really little. So goyv meloy machat, that's how much this man will be able to be goyva. It's again, the person will be mafresh, a machat's value worth of trumas and maestras, that's how much he'll be able to keep. Maloy karden, let's see, it was a bigger amount, the size of a hacker. Gaiv a maloy karden. Rabbi Yechanan said, afilu hiniach maloy machat, even if he only left over maloy machat, gaiv a maloy karden, still he can be gaiv a maloy karden. The whole shibud of this loan as it relates to the Yarshim is only on a maloy machat. Why could he be gaiv a maloy karden? And the reason is, ukemaisa de ketina da abaya. And really, it's based on a maisa shaya kachaya with ketina, a small piece of land, and it was a story that involved Abaya. So Rashi says, what was the story? The case was that there was a man that had an outstanding loan. Somebody owed him 100 zuz. And then the loiva died. And he left over a ketina. He left over a piece of land that was only worth 50 zuz. So the Balchayev went to the Yarshim, and he was tarif, the piece of property that was worth 50 zuz. Now, the Yarshim wanted the piece of property very badly. They felt bad. They wanted it. So what they did was they said, you know something, we're going to buy it back from you. So they gave him 50 zuz. They took the land. As soon as the Yarshim bought the land back, he went and he was tired of it again. He says, oh, great, I was looking for another piece of property for you guys to have. I needed another 50 zuz. He wiped off his balance and he took it again. And it worked. So you see from here that one little piece of property could sometimes end up being collateral for a loan that's worth a lot more, like the mice with Ketina Dabaya. And that's why the halacha of our Mishnah would be true, regardless of how much property he left over. Either way, again, these are not easy sugyas. Every single Gemara that we're learning is very, very big. But just to end with one last, very, very light, short ha'ara, and that is, we mentioned Makire Kohuna. Makire Kohuna is a very intimidating sugya. But just to speak out, one Dvar Agada, a kasha from the Marsha, this is the Rebbe, one kasha from the Marsha on the sugya Makire Kohuna. Yes. So again, what's Makire Kohuna? Makire Kohuna is, we have a man who gives Trumas and Maisos, but he always gives it to the same Kohen. He always gives it to the same Levi. It's Makire Kohuna, and it has impact in Halacha, because Pashup Shad is, we view all the other Kehanim and the Levim as being Miyayish from this, and being that they're Miyayish from it, so therefore we look at him as already being a Bailim. Chapta Nafkamina, in the transaction of our Mishnah, according to Rav, our whole Sugya, the last part of the Daf, was all Negeya, this case of Makire Kohuna. There's a Gemara Masechtas Erevin, Daf Samach Gimel Amid Aleph. It's in Perek Hadar, but it's a Dvar Agada. Amar Rab Abba Bar Zavda, Kol Anoisein Matnois of L'Koyin Echad. If somebody gives all his Matnas Kuna to one Koyin, Mevi Rav L'Oilam. He brings hunger to the world. Shenema, the Pasuk says, it's a Pasuk in Shmuel Beis, V'gam Iro Hayo Iri, Hayo Koyin L'David. Ira Hayiri was a kohen l'David. Faith the Gemara, the David who to have a kohen l'kulei am alai. It sounds like he was kohen David's personal private kohen. He was everyone's kohen. It wasn't just David's kohen. Ela shayim meshagel loy matnoisav. What it must mean is that David HaMelech, who was a big vir, he was a Melech Yisrael, he gave all of his matnois to Ira Hayiri. Says the Gemara, v'ksiv basrei. If you look at the next pasuk, it says vayehi rov. Be made David. So you see that if someone takes all his matnoisav and he gives it to Kohen Echad, he's maybe Rav La'olam. It's interesting. This halach is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's brought down in Hilchas Tzedakah. It's in Yerideya Simen Reish Nun Zayin, Siftes. The Mechaber says, Lo Yitein Adav, Kol Tzedkoisav La'ani Echad Bavad. A person should not give all his Tzedakah to one Ani. It's wrong. Not supposed to do it. And if you look at the Ber HaGoylo says, Gam Zeh Shom B'Mardchai. The Makar to this is in the Mardchai. Mihodo Amarav Kahana, different Gersa, Kol Anoisei Matnois of the Koyin Echad, Irvin Daf Samach Timul Amin Aleph. So the Makar is a Mardchai, and it comes from the Gemara that we just read, and that is, if someone gives all this Matnois of his Mevi Rav B'Oilam, and it's Halach and Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchit Stok as well, right? One implies the other, that lo yitain adam kol tzid koysov lani echadovat. So the Marsha, on this Gemara in Erevin daf samach gimel amad aleph says like this, bepera kol aget, the Gemara we just learned, in the third parak of Masechtas Gittin, ubekama mekoyimois, and for that matter in many places in Shas, amrinam bimakire kohuna sham, there's an idea of makire kohuna. What's Mekirei Kohuna? Shemeshagir loy kol matanoisav. You're giving all your chumas from Maestris to one kohen. Ad kidei kach that all the Kiyanim and the Levim, they know, don't even bother with this guy's account. You're never going to get it. He has his friend and he gives everything to him. For loy amru by Isser. And how come no one ever said an Isser? Azay Freik Demarsha. He says, I don't understand the whole Indian of Mekirei Kohuna. All the lumdis, l'chura, this whole case shouldn't even start. Has it shim? With the Gemara Masechtas Erev and Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, says the Marsha, the Efshe, maybe that David Melech Hayo. David was a Melech. Umatnois Kuhuna Shaloi Vaday de Merubin Hayo. It was Merubin. Vahayu Maspik LeKayanim Rabin. And there was enough for him to give many Kayanim. Meaning, being that he could have given many Kayanim, and he gave it all to one Kayan, so there was a problem that he shouldn't have done it. But what about a person that doesn't have the Ashirus that David Melech has? And maybe his Matanois would be enough. And a chanami for one coin, so then maybe he has a right to be meshagar to this one coin. But says the Marsha, as much as that's a teretz, it's a distinction, meaning you could delineate between David Melech Yisrael, Chai V'Kayim, and just a regular person that's being mafresh shumas v'maisres, but the lashon of Chazal is not mashma that way. Umiyu, what does Chazal say? Kol hanoisei matanoisa v'chulu. Chazal learned the halacha from this. From David HaMelech, we learned that any person that gives his matanois, mashma de bacherim nami ayri. It sounds like it's true for everybody, and certainly for other people, not only for David HaMelech. If that's the case, Zokta Marsha, I have a kasha, not a lamda shakasha, but I have a kasha, advar agada, I don't understand the whole Indian of Makire Kohuna. How does it stem with the Gemara in Erev and Daf Samach Gimel Amin Aleph, that if someone's meshagar all his matanois to one koyein, he's maybe Rav Boy.